Two originated in Wichita 2.5 hours before the crash. It was newly introduced service.
We just celebrated 1 year of that direct flight.
Lily Wu is the mayor of Wichita.
This is truly devastating, something we never expected.
The plane, a Canadair regional jet, is thought to have had 64 people, including 4 crew members on board. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The NTSB is on the scene. Tom Howder is a former investigator.
Early on like this, there's a lot of rumor, a lot of people out there saying things. We need more facts, and now we don't have right yet.
A news conference being held this morning in Washington. This is ABC News. A quick turnaround for the Trump administration, now pulling back that funding freeze. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has the details.
In a two-sentence memo, the administration rescinding this freeze in funding. But the White House is still insisting that the president's plan to identify spending that doesn't align with his agenda, things like diversity, equity and inclusion programs, climate initiatives and foreign aid, that will still be rigorously implemented. They're basically just saying that they're not going to do it with this federal freeze that sparked so much chaos.
When it comes to the Trump administration's offer to millions of federal workers to take a buyout, a union representing government employees is urging its members to say no way. The union says it isn't sure if the administration is actually obligated to honor the deal, offering to pay resigning workers for 8 months. Netflix is making it easier to binge on the go. It's adding an option to download full seasons of shows to mobile devices with a click of just one button. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Morning show host Joel Karnick sat down with Kelly Meredith and the director of the Shawamigan Humane Society, Carrie Olinger, to talk about a new city ordinance in Butternut.
The Price County ordinances actually define animal cruelty, and I've never seen any language that actually speaks to that. I mean, we all have sort of common sense ideas about how you take care of your dog or your cat, but this actually lays it out very specifically. And one of the things I liked is that it even includes exercise. Like if you have a 200-pound dog, you know, you want to make sure that dog gets out and gets to run. Otherwise, you know, that's a form of torture to just leave it penned up and never get to move it and things like that. Yeah. So I really love the level of detail that was in the Price County ordinances. And that's why in Butternut, it's actually an entire chapter now in our ordinance book. It's chapter 16. And anybody who's interested, Cindy Pritzel is working on getting it on our website so that you can just look it up there. But in the meantime, if you just want to go down to the village hall and ask her for a copy, she will give it to you.
Recently, the Shawamigan Humane Association took over animal control housing for the counties. That was in October of last year, so it's kind of been a learning process for us. And so we try to be a place for these animals to go, as well as cat kins. They're a great resource in Price County. They can't take care of their animal. They need help. Or even if they need behavior assistance or help, we both are there to kind of assist so that they don't end up getting loose or getting hurt or hit by a car or biting someone, you know.
This full interview can be found on 90aqcountry.com under podcasts. For more news, visit 90aqcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Joseph Ole Weinzottel, age 86, apprentice, passed away on Thursday, January 23rd, at Aspirus Regency House in Phillips. Visitation will be held this Saturday, February 1st, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home Chapel in Phillips, with a memorial service at 1 p.m. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Joseph Ole Weinzottel, age 86, apprentice.
Eileen Ann Gottwald, age 91, passed away on January 19th after a short illness. Eileen is survived by her 5 children: Paul of Eau Claire, Mark of Duluth, Michael of Gordon, Wisconsin, Joanne Flood of Marathon, and by Jennifer Sherlock of Mount Horeb. Also survived by 11 grandchildren, by 25 great-grandchildren, and by numerous nieces and nephews. Memorial service to be held on Thursday, February 6th, 11 a.m. at St. Agnes Catholic Church in Weston. Visitation will start at 9:30 a.m. and lunch will follow the Mass. This has been the funeral notice for Eileen Ann Gottwald, age 91. Daniel James Buhager, age 73, of Butternut, passed away surrounded by his family on Tuesday, January 21st, at UW-Madison Hospital. He is survived by his four children, Robert Lee Buhager, Christy Lee Sherman, Josie Lee Johnson, and Jody Lee Buhager. Further survived by 13 grandchildren, by 13 great-grandchildren, by one sister-in-law, and his canine companion, Buddy. Survived also by his former wife and mother of his children, Becky Peterson. And further survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Saturday, February 8th at 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schenebeck will officiate. Military honors under the auspices of the Butternut American Legion will follow. A visitation will be held at the church on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Daniel James Buhager, age 73, of Butternut. Elmer F. Johnson, 90, peacefully ascended to his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in heaven on Saturday, January 25th, at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. Elmer is survived by his son, David, by his grandchildren, and by his great-grandchildren, along with numerous nieces and nephews. A memorial service will be held on Saturday, February 8th, at 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Phillips. Pastor Dean Arbs will officiate. Visitation will take place an hour prior to the service at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Elmer F. Johnson, age 90. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Wisconsin loses to Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers had climbed to the number 17th team ranked in the nation after a recent seven-game winning streak, but they ran into a hot Maryland Terrapins team that has now won four in a row after beating the Badgers 76-68. Badgers head coach Greg Gard after another Big Ten loss on the road.
Yeah, I didn't think we started the second half real well. The stretch where it got away from us, you know, we had three or four possessions in a row where we missed some pretty easy looks, so some of them point blank, some good looks from three, and then they were able to answer. I think it was 57-56 at one point, and then they hit back-to-back threes and got some separation.
The Badgers women's team snapped an eight-game losing streak with a win at home over Michigan, 82-75. Baseball, Wade Miley is no longer with the Brewers. The 38-year-old lefty has rejoined the Reds on a minor league deal worth $2.5 million and should be ready by May. Wade Miley recovering from Tommy John surgery with sports on Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For today, mostly sunny and unseasonably mild with highs of 40 to 45. Partly cloudy tonight, lows upper teens to near 20. And partly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 30s. Breezy and cooler Saturday with some snow showers. Right now it's 20. 98Q Country.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote, "Come for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Hanging with her, I might get fired, but that's alright. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts all night, doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her. Oh my, I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I get past second gear, sees gravel flying in the rear view mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. likes it when I find a road that's dark. And we pull off somewhere and park, turn the radio on and turn off the lights. Keep doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I sing her old silly songs and throw in words where they don't belong. Sometimes we laugh till we almost cry, doing what she likes. Things are whispering in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Yeah, I like doing what she likes.
Country.
In your darkest hour,
lies, 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 look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously. Like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by a hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's your chin held high as a tear falls down. A gut sucked in, a chest stuck out like a small town flag a-flying. Or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
My son graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of LA, working maximum hours or minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came and the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now,
that's something to me.
next year he'd be pouring down rain. With old Hank singing some song about trains. And midnight taillights tearing down a highway, or some other heartbroken cliche. But there's nothing but blue skies far as I can see. You picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here cooler full of Keystone, nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave.
But all my exes live in
It brings to mind another time where I wore my welcome thin. By transcendental meditation, I go there each night, but I always come back to myself long before daylight. All my exes live in Texas. Texas is a place I'd dearly love to be. But all my exes live in Texas. Therefore, I reside in Tennessee. Some folks think I'm hiding. It's been rumored that I died. But I'm alive and well in Tennessee.
98 Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A source tells ABC that the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. right now is a gruesome scene with a large number of bodies recovered from the water following last night's mid-air collision between an Army Black Hawk helicopter and an American Airlines regional jet.
American Eagle Flight 5342 originated in Wichita 2.5 hours before the crash. It was newly introduced service.
We just celebrated 1 year of that direct flight.
Lily Wu is the mayor of Wichita.
This is truly devastating. Stating something we never expected.
The plane, a Canadair regional jet, is thought to have had 64 people, including 4 crew members on board. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The NTSB is on the scene. Tom Howder is a former investigator.
Early on like this, there's a lot of rumor, a lot of people out there saying things. We need more facts, and now we don't have right yet.
A news conference being held this morning in Washington. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with John Carlson from the Team SEAL shooting team to discuss their upcoming fundraiser and just what Team SEAL does.
We've got a breakfast going at South Fork in Lugerville, and it's Sunday from 8 to noon. It's $10 a plate. Kids under 5 are free, and they've got some really good food out there. I don't know if you've ever had one of their breakfasts out there, but everything's made from scratch. They've got pancakes, French toast, cinnamon rolls, sausage, eggs, and hash browns. And then there's going to be like 8 to 12 baskets that the SEAL team's going to be raffling off out there too. We use all the money made to help support the athletes. Everything's going up, and if you tried to buy ammo lately, it's not the old $4 or $5 a box for shotgun shells anymore. It's $10+ a box, so shooting 2 practice rounds every week and the cost of the rounds, it adds up for those kids. So
yeah
we'll try to offset it as much as possible.
Yeah, SEAL shooting team, something that Jim Nesbitt got going many years ago and is handed off now. And it's just a great option for people to kind of hone their shooting skills, appreciate the sport. And also, it's something that they can kind of mix in, John, in between their other sports, too, because the times are a little bit unique, aren't they?
Yeah, the kids shoot on Sunday afternoons, so it kind of fits between other sports. And it's kind of in that, kind of after basketball season, but before spring sports start, usually starts in March there where the kids start shooting, and March, April, and May, they're out there shooting. And it's actually two parts. There's a clay target team that shoots trap, and then there's a steel target team that shoots 22s at steel targets as well. So there's two halves of the team, so it's kind of unique. If you want to get out there and shoot some shotgun, or if you want to get out there and shoot 22, you can do either.
This full interview can be found on 98qcountry.com under podcasts. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
Wisconsin loses to Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers had climbed to the number 17th team ranked in the nation after a recent seven-game winning streak, but they ran into a hot Maryland Terrapins team that has now won four in a row after beating the Badgers 76-68. Badgers head coach Greg Gard after another Big Ten loss on the road.
Yeah, I didn't think we started the second half real well. The stretch where it got away from us, and we had three or four possessions in a row where we missed some pretty easy looks, so some of them point blank, some good looks from three, and then they were able to answer. I think it was 57-56 at one point, and then they hit back-to-back threes and got some separation.
The Badgers women's team snapped an eight-game losing streak with a win at home over Michigan, 82-75. Baseball, Wade Miley is no longer with the Brewers. The 38-year-old lefty has rejoined the Reds on a minor league deal worth $2.5 million and should be ready by May. Wade Miley recovering from Tommy John surgery. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the North Woods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
Keep warm this winter with help from Bader Sports Center. Starting with their large selection of lacrosse boots and continuing with Big Bill and Johnson Mills wool clothing. For your head, it's gotta be a Stormy Cromer. Hats and merchandise in styles for the whole family. Whatever activity gets you out in the Wisconsin winter, Bader's has the apparel you need to keep warm and comfortable. Find Bader Sports Center on Facebook or online at BaderSportsCenter.com or next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For today, mostly sunny and unseasonably mild with highs of 40 to 45. Partly cloudy tonight, lows upper teens to near 20. And partly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 30s. Breezy and cooler Saturday with some snow showers. Right now it's 20.
98 Q Country.
Girl, you know I love talking to you on the phone. I could listen to your sweet voice all night long. Sometimes I can get by with the sweet dreams, baby, good night. But this time, well, I don't want to spend it alone. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, yeah, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, got me wishing I was holding, holding on to you. So tight under that porch light. And girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. And girl, tonight, tonight, tonight. I got a couple hundred pictures of your pretty face on my phone, on my dash, all over the place. But I would drive a million miles just to see that little smile in real life. Baby, it's worth the drive, you're worth the drive. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights, baby. Now girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, it got me wishing I was holding, holding onto you so tight under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Now girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Gotta get a little moonlight kiss. Girl, I can't help it when I feel like this. There's only one thing to do. Baby, I'm missing you. I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights, baby. Girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, got me wishing I was home. Tied under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Yeah, girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Yeah, yeah. Girl, I gotta see you tonight.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Probably in Texas, Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I just want to love somebody who won't leave a hole in my heart.
My station.
98Q Country.
We went out last night like we swore we wouldn't do. Drank too much beer last night, a lot more than we wanted to. There were girls from Argentina and Arkansas, Maine, Alabama and Panama, all mixed together and having a ball. Yeah, we went out last night. Started leading to another out last night, hitting on everybody and the mother. There were two karaoke girls drunk on a dare, singing I Got You, Babe, by Sonny and Cher. Your life was good everywhere. We went out last night. Well, you know I'm a music man. I grew up in East Tennessee, but last night I was everything. When I got a few drinks in me, I was a doctor, a lawyer, a senator's son, Brad Pitt's brother, and a band on the run. Anything I thought would get the job done. Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another. Shots up on the bar, Jimmy and a fist fight out by the car. Everybody was some kind.
Country.
Strong, but when I get lonely, I do. Your memory gets to burning, lean back on the bourbon. Sure as hell can't keep leaning on you. Looks like I'm learning the hard way again. It's all my fault, yeah, I dropped the ball. You're gone and I'm gone, three seats to the wind. Thinking about all I've wasted on you.
Don't even care anymore. It makes You wonder who's doing right to someone tonight, whose car is barking next door. Next door.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
You were raised on an asphalt farm. Ain't never heard a rooster crow. Never walked barefoot by a river. Felt the mud up between your toes. You never rode in the hay. You never thrown it in four-wheel. Climb up on in here, girl. Let me show you how country feels. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and hills. Let me show you. Ever watch the sun go down from the bed of a pickup truck? You ever been so into somebody, still lying there when it comes back up? Girl, what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield, parked down by the water. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you how country feels. Your hair down, get you some of this laid on back, kick your shoes off. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back, kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you.
Thank you.
even up all night, lying there in bed listening to his newborn baby cry. He makes a pot of coffee and splashes water on his face. His wife gives him a kiss and says it's gonna be okay. It won't be like this for long. One day we'll look back laughing at the week we brought her home. This phase is gonna fly by, so baby just hold on. It won't be like this for long. Four years later, about 4:30, she's crawling in their bed. And when he drops her off at preschool, she's clinging to his leg. The teacher peels her off for him. He says, what can I do? She says, now don't you worry, this'll only last a week or two. It won't be like this for long. One day soon you'll drop her off and she won't even know you're gone. This phase is gonna fly by if you can just hold on. It won't be like this for long. Someday soon she'll be a teenager, and at times he'll think she hates him. Then he'll walk her down the aisle and raise her veil. But right now she's up and crying, and the truth is that he don't mind as he kisses her goodnight and she says her prayers. He lays down there beside her till her eyes are finally closed, and just watching her it breaks his heart, 'cause he already knows. It won't be like this for long. One day soon that little girl is gonna be all grown up and gone, and his phase is gonna fly by. So he's trying to hold on, 'cause there won't be like this for long. For long.
98 Q Country.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Locally owned, Glass to Go in Phillips, Wisconsin has 25 years of experience in auto, home, and residential glass. They sell and install custom glass shower doors. Visit them on Highway 13 for reliable expertise and exceptional service.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A gruesome scene along the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. after last night's deadly mid-air collision between an American Airlines regional jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. ABC's Karen Travers is in Washington with more.
All of the passengers aboard the American Airlines jet that collided with an Army helicopter last night over the Potomac River near Washington are feared dead. Officials say the effort now has shifted from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. John Donnelly, chief of the District of Columbia Fire and EMS Department.
At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident. And we have recovered 27 people from the plane and one from the helicopter.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Officials say the plane's fuselage is sitting in the river in three different sections. The jet was on approach for landing when the crash happened. The chopper pilot had told the tower minutes before the collision the plane was in its sights. This is ABC News. Israel's prime minister has just put the release of Palestinian prisoners on hold after what's being called a chaotic handover of seven hostages